And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a quick break from Open Line. And right now we have John Leonard in studio. And John, you have a guest here today.
Yes, I do. And thank you very much, Kyle. With me right now, Marty Fry. A lot of our listeners know Marty. You've been on the air here before. You've operated a business for years in Coffeyville and South Coffeyville. But this is a little different. We're not going to talk so much about your store today. We're not going to talk about health today. Well, in a roundabout sense, I guess we will. But we're going to talk about an event this weekend and a young man and family here in Coffeyville. A lot of folks may know the Etchinson family. Their son Noah was in a tragic accident earlier this summer and facing a lot of medical bills. And you and some friends have gotten together and are putting on an event this weekend to help defray some of those costs. Tell us a little bit first about the background about the accident and what the family is going through right now.
Well, first of all, John, thanks so much for the time here to be able to promote this and let the listeners know what's going on. Noah Etchison, he's grown up around here in Caney and Coffeyville area. He was a senior in high school last year. He was on his way on June 17th to coming to his graduation rehearsal here at Phil Keeley High School, where he was traveling from Caney to here, and he was forced off the road, went into the ditch, and a lot of people know the story, flipped his truck, rolled a couple times, and ejected him out of the car or out of his truck. And Noah, he sustained a lot of severe injuries, and he was life-flighted to Tulsa, and the next day he went in for surgery. Gosh, he's got so many, many issues. Broke his neck, broke his shoulder, broke and crushed his pelvis, his right leg and his ankle, and he had lots of contusions on his face and his head, and he was a very, very fortunate boy that that he's able to live and tell about it.
Yeah, very blessed just from that regard.
But they really
face a lot of challenges, and he does, both him and his family, facing a lot of challenges right now.
Well, you know, he turned 18 years old 3 days prior to, and from my understanding that his parents' insurance, he got cut off of his parents' insurance 3 days prior.
Oh.
And so with all of the medical expenses and stuff, I mean, they've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of medical expenses. Good news, Noah is home now. He's still confined pretty much to a wheelchair and going through just healing. But the bills are astronomical.
And, oh, I can only imagine.
And, some of the doctors and stuff, with his rehabilitations, they won't see him unless they can pay something up front. And, Carol and Steve, they're just like all the rest
That's
of
his
us.
Parents.
Well,
just...
Carol's his mother.
Okay.
Daryl Etchison from Caney is his dad.
Okay.
And his mother's remarried to Steve. And they live here in Coffeyville. Many people know Carol. She's worked for the school system. She's worked for Fort County, and she's well known here in the town. But anyway, they just have a lot of challenges, and Noah is going to have to go through a lot of rehabilitation. And so, I was sitting here thinking, I thought, what can I do? You know, what can we do? They have put up a GoFundMe account, and it hasn't done a whole lot because a lot of people really don't know the need.
Right.
And so that's what we wanted to do, is bring the need public, and try to see if we couldn't maybe pull the community and the area together to help out this local family. Because he grew up in Independence and Caney and Coffeyville. So, we're having a benefit concert.
Noah's Ark.
We're going to build Noah's Ark.
Okay.
That's what we're calling it. And if anybody knows Noah, I mean, he's just a big, old, huge, sweet teddy bear, And he's a really a good kid. And this has really changed his life and his family's life. But we're going to have a benefit concert this Saturday night at Walter Johnson Park. And we have Oh my gosh, I just, you know, I've went to people and you know, just asked for help, and people have just been so wonderful to donate and help. This Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
And you guys are going to actually give people a little something in return for their help and so forth. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing and who's going to be there.
Well, we're going to have some live music, and everybody knows, or a lot of people probably know, there's a young lady here in town that she's a songwriter, a fantastic musician. She plays piano at one of the local churches, Marianne Vaughn. And I've known Marianne for years and years. Very, very talented. She plays keyboards. She lays down her own tracks, right? I mean, she's going to be there, and she's going to be performing.
Fantastic.
Cindy Powell, everybody knows.
Everyone knows Cindy.
The angelic
what
Cindy
a voice.
Powell. Oh, my. She's just, she's just got a beautiful voice. She's going to be there. And then for the comedy act for the whole night, the Fry Brothers are going to come. And it's really going to be kind of funny because we haven't sang in 5 years together.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and but we've been getting together.
But you used to sing quite regularly.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I've heard you sing personally as well, in less than 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not like you haven't been singing.
Yeah, I haven't been singing. We've probably all been singing, but not together. But anyway, yeah, we got started. Gosh, I think the first time I sang with my brothers, I was 5 years old.
Oh my goodness!
And we sang in public, and I mean, so that's we've been doing it for quite a few years. But anyway, we're going to get together.
How many years was that, Marty?
A lot. But anyway, we're going to be there. And I say that's the comedy show part of it. We're just going to have a good night of some good music. And we want to encourage people to come out. The weather is cooperating. Phenomenal.
It's supposed to be fantastic.
Fantastic. You know, bring a lawn chair. We're going to be right out in the middle of Walter Johnson Park. Taylor Crane Rigging is going to bring the stage down. And
now, are you going to be in the arena or outside?
No, we're going to be outside the arena.
Okay.
We're going to be outside the arena in the park.
Gotcha.
But we're going to, you know, we didn't want to have it inside with all this COVID stuff, you know.
Good idea.
And so we wanted to do it outside. People can bring their lawn chairs and set up. We're going to point it towards the parking lot where the carnival sets up in.
Okay, yeah.
So if people do come and they want to stay back, but they can come and enjoy a night, a beautiful night out with some good music. They can come and sit in their car or, you know, be in their car. There's a lot of room out there. And
okay.
So that's going to be Saturday night at 7 o'clock. It's going to be run about 2 hours.
Okay.
We have a video that we're going to have. We still don't know if Noah's going to be able to be there. He has a real difficult time sitting in his wheelchair very long with his fractured hip.
And
because it's very, very painful for him.
Yeah, I can imagine it.
And so they may try to come out for a short time. We're just going to have to see how Noah's feeling.
Sure.
But we've got a video of Noah, and he's going to kind of tell a little bit of his story. You know, he's kind of quiet and shy if you don't know him. You know, mm-hmm. soft-spoken and doesn't talk a lot, but once you
kind
get to
like
know him,
me.
Yeah, like you, John. But once you get to know him, man, he's a ball of fire. But anyway, that's what we're planning on doing, and we're really, really encouraging the community, the surrounding community, the area, to come out and support this. We have a family that is in such need, and I want to expound a little bit on this need because in January. Okay, we're going to go back to January. Carol has three boys.
Okay.
Nick, Seth, and Noah. In January, she lost Seth. Seth got real ill. They had to transport him to Tulsa. He had some pancreatic problems, and he lost his life at a very young age in the early 20s. And it was very devastating for this family. Noah was actually driving Seth's truck when he had this accident.
Oh my.
And it was on Seth's birthday.
Oh.
And so you know, it just makes me want to cry. The devastation that they've been through this year. And so they need our support. They need our moral support. They
That's
need
what
our
community is all about. And, you know, one of the things I love about not just Coffeyville, but the surrounding communities as well, Coffeyville, Caney, Edna, Independence, Liberty, people have a real sense of community. And when it comes down to it, people will help. And this is a way to help and pull together as a community and, quite frankly, have an enjoyable evening as well.
Well, you know, and that's when I was thinking, I said, this world right now is so full of hate and discord, and you know, we need to do something to bring people together for a purpose. And what more of a purpose is to help a family, a neighbor, a brother or a sister that's really in need.
Exactly.
And so I'm just throwing that out there for all the listeners. We have a Facebook page, and if you'd like to go on and look at it, it's called Building Noah's Ark Benefit Fundraiser.
So you just put that in the search bar?
Yeah, just put that on the Facebook page, and it'll bring it up. Now, there is all the information that says about, and then there's a little deal that says discussion. If you click on that discussion, it has a video on there of Noah, has a lot of information, you know, just of the night of the event. And then also, Facebook has done some new changes on the first of this month, mm-hmm. to where, you know, used to you could broadcast live, and we were planning on broadcasting this live. But Tim Key, everybody knows Tim from Key Light Video. He's gonna actually film it for us. He was gonna live stream it, but we've been having some issues.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see what we can come out with. We're gonna try to live stream some of it. We've only been able to get 6 or 7 minutes, but he's gonna come out and video it. And then that way, the day after, whatever, we're going to be able to upload it to that page so people can see it also, that if they didn't get to come. But we really encourage you to come and be a part. You know, come out and be a part. We've also got a GoFundMe account on that. If they go to the link on discussion, and in there it has a link that says GoFundMe account, you can click on that and it'll take you right to the GoFundMe account.
Okay.
So people Very can good. Actually go to the Building Noah's Ark Benefit Fundraiser, click on that in the discussion and into the link, and it will take you to the GoFundMe account. And so you can be a part.
And that's from the Facebook page?
From the Facebook
page. Building Noah's Ark Facebook page.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I just want to be clear.
So, you know, I mean, if you're out there listening from Wichita or Springfield, and this message here is touching your heart, you know, you can be a part too. And then you can watch it later if you can't make it
Absolutely.
This far. You know, technology is fantastic, and we want to try to put it live stream on YouTube so we can reach hundreds of thousands of people possibly. There's hundreds of thousands of people out there that have got a giving heart.
Yeah, people have good hearts.
They do.
And sometimes you have to pull a little bit to see that displayed, but they really do. And I think this is just a wonderful cause, and again, a great just a great community effort.
Yeah. And the community so far has just been great. Just, you know, I've named Tim Key. He's just great. Dane Warner out of, you know, Dane.
I know Dane, yeah.
Dane, you know, he's in business with PA systems and doing Neowalla and Dalton Defenders Day and everything.
No, he does some big events.
You know, I called him up and I just told Dane, I said, we need a PA system. He said, Marty, got that taken care of for you.
Cool.
Absolutely free of charge. And he charges thousands of dollars.
Oh, I know.
You know, and Dane, you know, I told every one of these people, I promise you, if you are a blessing to this, you are going to be blessed. And, you know, KGGF too, you know, you guys have been a big blessing here, letting us be on this format. And you're going to be blessed for it. Anybody that takes part that is a blessing, I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed. And so we're pretty excited about the night. We're excited about what it's going to produce for this family. And so we just want to encourage you to put aside something that you thought maybe you might want to do and come out and be a part. Listen to some good music. Yes, it's going to be gospel music. So it's all going to be uplifting and encouraging and fun. And, you know, how often do you get to hear an angel sing like Cindy Powell?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, exactly. That right there is enough to bring you on out.
Yeah, she is phenomenal. She is something special.
And Marianne is too. And you know, if you want a good laugh, the Fry Brothers are going to be
there. Well, let's remind folks again, Marty, that it's Building Noah's Ark. It's this Saturday evening.
This Saturday evening,
October 10th. Walter Johnson Park in Coffeeville. Things will start about 7 o'clock and run for a couple of hours.
Yes, it will.
And bring a little bit to help out to the Etchinson family and Noah and the bills that they have, medical bills that they have to be struggling with right now.
You know, we're gonna have a bucket up front, and we're not going to beg anybody. I don't want people to reach deep into their pocket. I don't want them to do that. I want them to dig deep into their heart.
There you go.
And when that small little voice tells you what to do, do it, and you'll be blessed.
Absolutely.
That's the key to the whole thing. So don't dig deep into your pocket. Dig deep into your heart and be a part of Building Noah's Ark.
Again, this Saturday night, 7 p.m., Walter Johnson Park. Marty, I want to thank you for coming and joining us this morning on the air, and especially thank you and everyone involved in this project, Building Noah's Ark.
There's so many people that's involved, and, you know, if I could, I'd like just throw a few names out there. You know, Gary Hensley, he's setting us all up with the lights. John, you and the KGF radio station have been a blessing. Designs Unlimited, they're making us some big banners and stuff. Rick at service office, he's done all the flyers and everything for us. Bruce Bell, you know, for the city, he's going to come out and hook up the electric. Taylor Crane Rigging's going to bring out the Dane Warner, of course, and you know, there's just, like I say, I hope I didn't forget anybody. Let's see, Bob York, he's going to be doing all the video. He's bringing on, he's got all that stuff that he does all the city and stuff with. And so he's going to come out and do that. And so there's a lot of people that are giving their heart and their talents and their time. And so we just want to give you, the listener, an opportunity to be a part of something much bigger than what you and I really are.
Absolutely. They'll be joining a good group of people already involved that you just mentioned. And again, just the old-fashioned way, helping out folks in your own community, your neighbors.
Yep. That's where it's at. So thank you so much for letting us be here. Just, guys, grab your lawn chair, grab a little blanket and a jacket. It's going to be about 65 degrees that night.
Perfect.
And, you know, and that park is beautiful. Walter Johnson Park is a beautiful park.
Yeah, very fortunate and blessed to have that here in Southeast Kansas.
So a great night. And so come and be a part.
Marty, thanks again for joining us. And once again, a reminder, that's this Saturday night beginning at 7 p.m. at Walter Johnson Park here in Coffeyville. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys, thank you so much, and we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Tuesday morning.